Here's an absolute stonking Derbyshire superstar for you. Joseph Paxton. Well, he's best known as the designer of the Crystal Palace, which was built to house the great exhibition held in Hyde Park in 1851, and later Crystal Palace at Sydenham, which survived until it was burnt down in 1936. But he had many more achievements to his credit in the course of an incredibly varied career. He was basically born of humble circumstances. He became head gardener to the Duke of Devonshire, that's the sixth Duke of Devonshire, at Chatsworth, at the age of only 23, and rapidly became not only the leading horticulturist of the day, but also the trusted confidant and friend of the Duke himself. His experiments in the design of glasshouses were to lead to the greatest glasshouse of all, the Crystal Palace in Hyde Park. He wrote extremely, took a leading part in founding a national daily newspaper, was prominent in promoting railways. He became a board member of the Midland Railway Company at Derby, designed a number of public parks, and was the architect of a large number of conventional buildings. He was MP for Coventry for 11 years, organised a civilian work corps to help the army in the Crimea War against the Russians, and concerned himself with the sewage and traffic problems of London. He would, by determination and considerable natural talent, become one of the Victorian age's most remarkable men, one that has very close ties to Derby and Derbyshire, and especially to the Duke of Devonshire. He went on to transform the Chatsworth estate and created the model village at Ensor. He became the first person to grow the massive Victoria Regina lily outside of the Amazon at Chatsworth, which grew to over 5 feet in diameter. It was so strong that Paxton stood his seven-year-old daughter on it. The plant continued to grow and produced 112 flowers and 140 leaves. A new, much larger conservatory was desperately needed for this monstrous plant, and a lily house of glass was planned for it by Paxton, and its strength was inspired by the leaves design itself. Chatsworth Great Conservatory was created. It was 61 feet long, 46 feet wide, and he had it built in only 3 months. In 1850, Great Britain had reached the absolute zenith of its industrial might, and Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's husband, was very keen to create a great exhibition to show off our industrial prowess and might, and of course include foreign exhibits as well. This was planned for only the next year, 1851. Various designs were put forward for a huge building, larger than St Paul's Cathedral, to house the huge exhibition at Hyde Park. None were acceptable, and time was running out. Paxton was a director of the Midland Railway Company based in Derby, and was actually in London meeting the chairman, John Ellis, who was also an MP. Paxton mentioned that he'd got an idea for the exhibition hall. Ellis encouraged him to produce some plans, provided that they were ready in 9 days. Paxton had a very busy schedule in front of him, and at a board meeting at the Midland Railway Company in the boardroom of Derby Station, he was observed to be busily doodling and scribbling on a piece of Midland Railway blotting paper. These were actually the original plans for the Crystal Palace. 7 days later, his basic plans were finished and sent to Prince Albert and accepted. The building was a massive enclosure of glass and iron, nearly 2,000 feet long, and Paxton had it built in only 6 months. In fact, in 1 week, 80 builders fixed 18,000 panes of glass. There were 3,000 iron cast columns, 205 miles of sash bars, and 293,000 panes of glass. it actually became one of the wonders of the Victorian age. The building contained the very best of Victorian art and engineering. 14,400 exhibitors, some of them from Derby, with 8 miles of display space and over 6 million people visited that exhibition from around the world. Joseph Paxton was knighted by Queen Victoria during the opening ceremony of what became the world's first expo. All because of that doodle drawn on a piece of blotting paper at Derby Midland Station. Sir Joseph Paxton died on the 8th of June, 1865, in the village of Ensor, which of course was designed by him. At the top of the sloping churchyard at Ensor are the tombs of the Dukes of Devonshire, including that of his friend and employer, the 6th Duke. In the centre of the churchyard is the quiet, unimposing grave of Sir Joseph Paxton and his wife. In 2001, I actually had a plaque put up on the station at Derby on Platform 1. It was unveiled by Joseph Paxton's great-great-granddaughter and great-great-great-grandson, with the Crystal Palace brass band playing Rule Britannia. And we declared June the 11th, Derby Doodle Day. That original doodle is still preserved in the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. And if that podcast has blown your minds, then there's loads more on my new book called Superstars of Derby, The Crossroads of History. It's got 54 Derby and Derbyshire superstars on it. Available from richardfelix.co.uk. That's richardfelix.co.uk. Get ready for the next one, guys.